Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again, brothers and sisters, for another episode. Just another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity. Yes, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him and that I must do. He told me because of what I must do. He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, yes, in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He told me, my brothers and sisters, I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But I'm very thankful, my brothers and sisters, for the opportunity to speak to you these very precious words. And I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings in. And yes, my brothers and sisters, I thank you all for listening. Very important dialogue. It must be given attention tonight. Let me just simply say this. On yesterday, actually, I ran into someone who asked of me a question. Basically, in context, he was asking, why is it that man must come to the Father through Messiah? He asked the question, how is it that we can't just go? That's where you put it. Go to him. Go to the Father. Of our own volition, our own minds, our own designs. He said, this is what he said. He said he's an intelligent man. Why does he need to go through anybody else? He can go to the Father directly himself, he said. Well, I'd like to ask a few questions. In this polytheistically wanton world, having so little respect for the Most High, in fact, having little respect for him, because it's impossible to have respect for him, without a reference point. No reverence without a reference point. Dare men say they can come to the Most High however they will, according to whatever appeases their own hearts? Dare men say the Most High is pleased with every wanton way for polytheistically lawless world? So men say the Most High is pleased if men seek to come to him after the constraint and ideals of another. I know, my brothers and sisters, that these things must be considered. It's quite frankly, the scriptures do relate conditions upon which a man may come into the presence of the Most High. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, no man even begins to discern that kind of respect for the Most High as the Most High first begins to reveal himself. The book of Joel, find scripture 2:32. Those scriptures with regard to Joel 2:32 are broken. Well, let's just say that when the scriptures at Romans 10th chapter speaks again, reiterating that scripture. Amazingly enough, for some reason, they broke the scripture in half. It says it come to pass in the last days. All who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. But the scriptures tell us in Jerusalem, which shall be the habitation of the saints. It says in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, salvation, even preservation in the midst of the time, a time when the whole world is undergoing wrath. In Jerusalem shall be deliverance unto a remnant, it says, whom the Most High himself, I said, whom the Most High himself has called. I think so often, my brothers and sisters, about the scripture that is in the book of Isaiah. Most High said, I have chosen you. Said, you have not chosen me. That's something to think about, my brothers and sisters. But many say that they come to the Most High as if they can come to him, true to his conscience, after their own will and volition. Brothers and sisters, how can man even begin to imagine? Did you hear my brothers and sisters? How can man even think he can begin to imagine how to mature in the majesty of the One Most High. After man's own ideals. I think it's oftentimes quite amazing that men have had so little respect for the absolution Most High is, who has said he is the great I am that I am. But we live in a world today, my brothers and sisters, that hey, everybody wants to say that he is favored before the Most High, coming to him however they will. Scripture is hard to say that at all. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, prefer to hear nothing else. It's almost as if in every denomination and belief system, men are saying that somehow they are good in the sight of the Most High, at whatever seems wise to themselves, that the Most High will somehow delight in such. Malachi 2:17, my brothers and sisters, tells us that's a lie. Think about it. If everybody sought to come to the Most High after the constraints of their own mind, after the constraints of the orientations learned to this world, when would man ever be free beyond all the partialities and pollutions that have retained so much contentiousness among the people? Think about it. Everybody calls upon the name of the Most High according to what seems wise in his own heart. No possibility of a covenant in that, my brothers and sisters. It's just simply not possible. No hope of a covenant where there's no agreement. Isn't it time we discern better? Again, I think about the scriptures that say in Psalms, what is it, around 111? Reverence for Yah, the beginning of wisdom. How many of us understand that reverence for Yah begins in understanding that all the systems of this present world, every single one of them, I repeat, every single one of them, is in some way corrupted, far short of what indeed the Most High calls salvation. And if it were not so, Messiah would not have to be sent to reprove all these mass diversitudes, that under him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. It's almost as if my brothers and sisters, we live in a world everyone wants to declare, according to his own designs, himself a savior. As if everyone can be found true to the Most High, in harmony with him, according to what seems wise in their own hearts. But brothers and sisters, it's not possible for man to be true, collectively true unto the Most High, that his people speak no lie and do no iniquity, all discerning what indeed is righteousness, lest the Most High himself reveals himself. There must be, then, my brothers and sisters, I said there must be, for there to be a people raised up in the earth that speak no lies, do no iniquity, none to harm them, none to dissuade. There must be a plan of the Most High, whereby he can bring to bear that commonality among his people. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us, as the Comforter seeks to teach man all things, no lie in it, bringing to remembrance all things. I would tell you that the true Spirit of the Most High is relentless in raising the conscience of men far beyond what seems wise to themselves. So I have to ask, by what Spirit is it then? I need to repeat again. By what Spirit is it then that men, claiming to be anointed in the Holy Spirit, claiming to be guided and instructed in the Most High, so many of my brothers and sisters are still ensnared. Some 45,000 denominations giving their allegiance to some 280 plus and counting nations across this world. Something, my brothers and sisters, is desperately wrong. Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he come through by me. He said, I am the door. And then he went on to say, the spirit of truth, the worldly, will not receive. It means those who are satisfied with the multitude of contradictions, seeking to appease and please men rather than Yah. Seeking to appease men and all their differences and misopinions rather than Yah. Men have said, my brothers and sisters, according to all these differences, that somehow the Most High with this is pleased. I know what the Most High told me. He said to me that if I could believe that all these contradictions we see in the world are a work of His Spirit, I could not be a disciple unto Him. Yes, a man can be a servant of devils, misled by all manner of corruption, if he believes to trust the Most High is pleased with the multitude of corruptions. And my brothers and sisters, as I said before, Messiah said, the spirit of truth, the world, they will not receive. Those who are double-minded, it said in the book of Jacob, not seeking to transcend all the multitude of worldly provocations, false allegiances among men. Scripture said, let not that man think he receive anything from Yah. I think about Yohanan 17 and 9. Messiah said, I make no request for the worldly, but those who would receive his word. The person who propositioned me yesterday is someone who wants to believe somehow in the Bible. He wants to believe in the differing tenets of Buddhism, Islam, all multitude of variant world religions, and still say that he's an intelligent man. Intelligence, my brothers and sisters, the very word means discerning. One scripture says to us well, in 1 Corinthians, I can repeat it all the time, it says, if any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. Messiah will come to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And let me tell you something. Many are complicit with a multitude of differing ideas because there's so much in terms of what has been wickedness, wantonness, lawlessness in this world that they refuse to consider, to discern, in fact, what indeed is the source. He said, watch out for false prophets. Do they gather grapes from thistles or figs from thorns? How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to admit, I said willing to admit, that not all the disciplines that men have called wise have had their origin in the Most High? But there are those who prefer to say otherwise. Well, I even think about scriptures like those at Hebrews 10:26-31. If a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth. And understand something. Man receiving the Holy Spirit should be compelled to seek all the truth, or else he curses the holy name. He lies. And man has to first learn how not to lie. In other words, does man believe that he comes to the Most High with a spirit loving to tell lies, loving to uphold illusion, exalting himself after whatever seems wise in his own heart, and somehow expecting the Most High will be pleased? I know, my brothers and sisters, there's a need for men to discern far better than this. Scripture says he's going to destroy the temple of Yah, whoever, in any way, who would defile. How about the word that would be preached in the temple? I see scriptures where it says that he's the king of the earth. He's going to make like dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. I see scriptures like Malachi saying he's going to purify out of the temple, purge out completely out of the temple those who are partial in the law, those who are treacherous against the fullness of a covenant, those who would teach after the manner of false gods, false religion of any kind. Most High wants peace that can only come after a pure and perfect word. Doesn't it tell you then, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah said, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man, and you read the scriptures, it already tells you the leaders will not be able to stand. That to come to the Most High, my brothers and sisters, still seeking to preserve any of the partial and polluted standards of this world is a total complete insult against the sanctity of his name. I see scriptures where it talks about in the book of Numbers, 24th chapter, it talks about Messiah's appearance, finally to overthrow this Moab, Babylon, Egypt, that is this world. Hey, all the sources of false gods, strange gods, false doctrine, corrupted ideals that are in this world. Scripture says he must bring an end to this Babylon, bring an end to this confusion, that men see clearly how to return unto the Most High. If the Most High has already said the leaders are all found falling short, do you really believe you come to Messiah through the words of those who in so many ways have never even taught his gospel, would refuse to teach, in fact, what would prepare mankind for the coming of the rememberer and the reprover? The Most High said that he was sin, that no man come to the Father unless he come through by him. In other words, lest man has been humbled, knowing not to call upon the name of the Most High according to his own vanities. Lest he has had an introduction to the truth of the Most High. In fact, the scripture says Messiah will come saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken. Listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to bring Israel back to him. That means one who is truly worthy of. He says, my work, it really means my conscience, is with my Yah. It means that no one comes to the Father to mature fully in him, in Yah, but according to that conscience. How many really understand? Like I said, Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father unless he come through by me. He said, I make no request for the world, but for those who will accept the word that Yah has given him. I think about scriptures like those in Revelation. We talked about those recently. It talks about blessed are they who do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life. Well, his commandments are not according to the suppositions and the partialities and the various constraints that men call or want to believe is Messiah. Blessed are they who do his commandments. That means they keep the commandments of Yah after the faith that Yah himself gives, because the scripture says faith comes by hearing a word from Yah, because men, yes, he says, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. It means that if you haven't heard a word truly from on high that sets you on track, to come to the Most High after a crooked path is just simply to be continually led foolishly. I've said it before. I've said it again. I know quite well that upon first real experience with the Most High, that nothing of this world could have prepared me for that experience. It was something he had to show me himself. So many ways he had to discipline my thoughts. No, you don't come to the Most High, my brothers and sisters. But after a mindset and a reverent heart, he said, a broken and contrite heart he will not despise. He said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings. How about the fullness of a word? Full maturation of the word to the meek. Did that mean, then, that folks can come to the Most High who have no intention to become in all things pure and complete? He says he's the great I Am that I Am. In fact, his very name is an oath and a covenant. Should men deny Yah shall they deny his name? He said, the great I am that I am, not as men imagine, and not as he is not. If men come to the Most High and want to force him into some box after the constraints of human conscience, if men, my brothers and sisters, have denied the Most High as their Lord, denied him as their Savior, denied him as the one who would heal their conscience. In fact, my brothers and sisters, at that point, men have started to put the Most High in a box. That's crazy. Men would very much so seek to curse the very name by which they would be blessed. They would seek to enslave the Most High. Even the name of him, my brothers and sisters, they say they seek to set them free. I see 45,000 denominations present in this world today. I've said before, they're all curses against the holy name because there's truth that none of them has preached. And in so many ways, so many of them have totally disrespected. Shall men curse the holy name, my brothers and sisters? Shall men curse the name for which they would escape damnation and expect somehow to be free? Revelation. Blessed are they who do his commandments and may have a right to the tree of life. For without, that they may have entrance into the city, the holy city, Jerusalem, where the kingdom will be established. He said, for without, let's make it a long story short, whoever would seek to entice after the flesh, whoever would deceive the mind, whoever would cast delusion, whoever would entice men after their flesh to exalt, let's just say, a lesser conscience, not realizing the shame of what they do, even seeking to give men license for ungodliness. He said, without also are those who love to tell lies. How about those who would deceive men not to see the greater truth and think that somehow they are acceptable? I've talked about it before. The scriptures are basically saying, Messiah said, I'm the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. How many understand the one called the bright morning star comes to expose every wicked and lawless standard, according to Isaiah 11? He comes to bring Israel out from the midst of this Babylon, out from the midst of all confusion. He comes for the express purpose that all Israel might have one covenant. All Israel and Judah might have one covenant. All nations conform to the will of one. In fact, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says he slays the wicked. He did not say that. It did not say anywhere that he preserves any form of lawlessness or any type of false word of corruption. The one called the bright morning star proves foolish all the variant standards of men. In other words, proves them vanity, unacceptable before the Most High, not true to what genuinely worships him. Most High, one time, not that long ago, some of you have been listening to the show long enough, and I talked about it quite some months ago now, earlier this year, one Shabbat morning, in the midst of a meditation, the Most High hit me with an idea so hard that actually I talked about it. I was left literally woozy after hearing it the way the Most High wanted to relate it. I've never had my head popped with an idea like this. Almost like being slapped. He said, very simply, what must occur is all about respect. And I think about Psalm 53. He says, a fool, in other words, one who has trusted in all manner of diverse, corrupt, and polluted ideals, seemingly after whatever seems wise in the hearts of men, not discerning what he has trusted, like the scripture says in Isaiah 44:20, their imagination is dull, they cannot deliver themselves, nor discern that what they've trusted with their right hand has been falsehood. There are many who trust total corruption and don't realize that it is such. The scripture says they no longer recognize the evildoers. They no longer recognize those who blind the minds and the conscience of men. So the fool is said in his heart, I'm talking about Psalm 53, as if there's no absolution. They're corrupt. How should they discern what is an absolute after a corrupt spirit, after a polluted spirit, after an indiscriminate spirit that sanctions all manner of contradiction? Abominable in their iniquities. One scripture says it this way. He will not hear the law of the Most High, even his prayer. All his thoughts, desires, and designs are an abomination. Totally detestable, unacceptable, and contrariness against what is divine nature. Abominable in their iniquities. Proud of them. And there's none that does good. None that seeks the Most High according to the fullness of all that the Most High expects of those who will be confirmed, worthy to be confirmed in his name. It says, Yah has looked down from heaven upon the children of men and said, if there were any that did understand. How much more that men need to grow before they're kind of worthy before him to bear his name. They did know they needed to seek Yah, like the scripture says, amongst the nation, amongst the most of the provocations. Remember that the Most High says your perseverance in him will still bring forth a perfect work. But there are many corrupt standards in this world, my brothers and sisters, that men consider sufficient. The scriptures tell us in Isaiah 28, when Messiah appears, it's going to be a terror for many to understand the report. What they thought was sufficient was far from it. Cloth too short, work warp weak, insufficient to be called a garment, insufficient for a man to wrap himself up in it. Why? Long story short, somebody once asked this question about scriptures talking about, you know, white linen being the garments of the saints. Well, many times the scriptures relate the word of Yah like a very fine cloth, fine linen. Very, very fine material, not made of cotton, but made out of a very, very fine fiber, densely interlaced. The thoughts of the Most High are just the same, my brothers and sisters. But how many seek to understand more than just what's said, but seek also to understand why it's said? I will make a formal announcement here. Many say they agree with me. I won't accept anyone's statement that they agree with me on anything that I've said. Because more than telling me that they agree with what they think they heard and thought I meant, because there's a whole lot of folks trying to take my words entirely out of context, I will simply say this. Like the Most High told me, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. I repeat, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Many can say they can agree if they can take your words completely out of context and try to make them fit to their own agenda. Well, I can guarantee you that the Most High won't call such thinking by any means worthy of seal or confirmation. So the word of Messiah is line upon line, precept upon precept, to the measuring line, to the plummet. Either men are able to show how what they believe is true to initial divine ideal, reverent of what the Most High expects of mankind in eternity, showing that the collaboration of his thoughts, and let me tell you something, Most High does nothing without reason, unless he's able to show that what he does is stably founded upon, here's to say, not just the word that Most High has spoken, but how all his words are interwoven together. Makshava principle. One scripture says it this way, in 2 Peter. Not everything said by a prophet is contained in his own book. Messiah comes for the restoration of all things. How about the healing of all things? How about stitching it all back together? According to all the Most High spoken by all the mouths of his holy prophets since world began. Meaning, if man is not willing to see how all these things work together, can it be assured that he has walked indeed in righteousness according to divine instruction. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Yes, indeed, line upon line, precept upon precept. I would say the only teachable soul then, my brothers and sisters, is one that is not satisfied with just surface level understanding, but seeks to understand the intricacies of all of why the Most High has said what he has said, that he might perform what he has foreordained. He says at the third verse, every one of them has gone astray. They've altogether become filthy. There's none that does good. No, not one. None that does in a manner in all things complete, pure. People no longer discern the evildoers who consume my people like bread. They have no respect for Yah. How about no respect for him and the full intricacy of all that he has spoken, all that is his design and desire? So men have feared and revered and given reverence where no reverence was to irreverent men. Scripture says they've been ashamed because Yah has rejected them. Who then out of Zion will restore salvation to Israel when Yah brings back the captivity of his people, men who have thought all manner of false conjecture to be wise? Then Yah shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Well, I think about scriptures then, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I do. I think about scriptures where it says in Zephaniah, in the third chapter, Messiah is in the midst of that of some wicked city, is mentioned in scripture again and again. But the lawless, the wicked, know no shame. They will not respect the, what they had done. And their thoughts were completely out of line. I talked recently about the scripture where the scripture says Messiah will come. And it says in Luke, not by easy observation. The level of conscience of which he speaks is not easily grasped by those who function after the flesh by any means. We talked before about the book of Enoch around, what, 48th chapter, talks about it, calls him the concealed one. I've talked about Isaiah 45 and 15. Well, let's go back a little bit further than that. 41? Yeah. Well, around 41, 15, 41, 45. Around 15, verse 2. Close to that. Scripture says they're going to say concerning Messiah that he, amazingly enough, is one who has hid himself. But they shall say, surely Yah is with him, and there's no other holy one. What does that scripture mean? It means that his conscience is not one that is common to men. Scripture says when he appears, he says, well, he will ask the question, why when I came was there no man? When I spoke was there none to answer? Scripture talks about how often it's true that it be found that Messiah is appearing. One scripture says, every eye shall see him and all the nations of the earth shall mourn. Why? Because they had rejected even, yes, Messiah himself. I want you to think about something. Messiah one time said it this way. He said, the reproaches that fell upon thee fell upon me. I see somebody new in the chat. Good evening to you, Diane. Yes, 4790, Mama B, Shekinah. Yes, good to see you all. How many have understood, my brothers and sisters, that the rejection and persecution, the cursing on the part of men, the Messiah endures? He endures, my brothers and sisters, because that is exactly what the Most High has heard from the hearts of men for a very long time. Why do you think the scripture said, I am the door, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes through by me. Isaiah 49, Listen to me, O house. Hearken to me, O your nation. Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. As he made mention of my name, to bring Israel back to him, to show forth his glory. Why? Because others had not. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you, shockingly enough? Did you hear me? You ever stop to consider what I'm saying to you, shockingly enough, that this world has not taught respect for the Most High? It's not taught men to respect him according to what is fully his command, but believe me, there's many institutions that call themselves institutions of believers, but they don't know his command, not at his instruction. They take the word however they will. Scripture says if you add anything to this word, you add damnation to your soul, take anything away, you take away your opportunity toward eternal life. Scripture says then whoever will, let him come, even though he comes suddenly. The word there they put down quickly actually means suddenly and unexpectedly. You ever stop to consider what that means when it says the awaited one, the expected one, the one for whom people should be waiting, looking, seeking, watching, will come suddenly? It means that men have learned to respect not the Savior as he is, according to a multitude of corruptions that men have established. 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, you think that's respect for the will of one? What about the scriptures that tell us that it is when, my brothers and sisters, Messiah is sent as a holy one and an avenger, then shall the eyes of men be opened. I'm talking about Isaiah 35. It says, the parched wilderness shall be glad, the desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. In other words, where there was no wisdom, no fruit, there shall be wisdom. Like I said, thinking back about Revelation, like I told you before, Revelation 22, and it talks about Messiah coming, and it says, behold, I come quickly. But those who want justice, behold, I come quickly and unexpectedly, and many will be reproved by that presence. It says, behold, I come quickly. It said, even so, come, Lord Yeshua. It means, even though he reproves me, yet will I have a heart to hearken to him. Most High is establishing a reference point. He said all men will be judged by him. Scripture says his mouth is like a sharp sword. Word of Yah is living, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to tell the thoughts and intents of the heart. Men think they come to Most High with every kind of off-the-wall intent and idea and expectation. No, my brothers and sisters, you come to the Most High because you know you've been lied to. This may sound like a hard thing, my brothers and sisters, but man has to learn how not to lie. And only he who knows how not to lie has escaped being an exploiter. Only one who knows how not to lie has learned how not to be an exploiter. Wisdom was one time considered what you seek. So you learn how not to be exploited by the unscrupulous. The grace of Yah is that he reveals his law beyond the flaw, the false law. Look at those words. Flaw. False law. False law. Flaw. Foolish. Look at that FL and FLS. Fleshly. Standards. It seemed wise to men after the flesh, but as the scriptures tell us well. If you really want to understand, it really says many are the ways to seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. It really means the Most High just accepts however men come to him. Psalms 14, Psalms 53. Remember those scriptures say, blessed are they who do his commandments, but without are the dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, whoever loves to tell a lie. It means they don't enter. Messiah said, your righteous must exceed that of your leaders, who your contentious leaders, because they deny the law and the prophets. Yes, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. You either come to the Most High seeking all his will, or you establish a curse. You either seek all his will, or you establish some form of self-righteousness with which the Most High cannot be pleased. You establish an obstacle against a covenant, because only purity and completion offers one choice. How many understand the principles of these things? Revelation said Messiah has with him a name that no man knows but he himself, meaning that it is the son of the principles. Isaiah 35:1 said, the parched wilderness shall be glad, the desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It means where there was no wisdom, no fruit. Nothing brought forth into the Most High acceptable or beautiful. It says, finally, there should be brought forth beauty. Somebody said, if there ain't no beauty, you got to make some beauty. Have mercy, listen to me, y'all. 35:2, it says, rejoice. In other words, there should be in the presence of this mountain goat. In other words, get the point. Something that finds reason to be there because there's a hope of life. And the honor of Lebanon shall be given to it. Lebanon was a place where there was much wildlife and many trees. Much land filled with forest and forestation. In the midst of a place that was like a desert. And the excellency, the beauty of Carmel and Sharon. I tell you, sometimes just kind of look up, even today they talk about that place called Carmel. And how beautiful the landscape and the seashore there is. Sharon was called a fruitful field. A land that brought forth much. And they should see the glory, even what honors the Most High. And the excellency, how about even what respects Him and what is called excellent before Him. And it'd be an admonition and a comfort for the weak. For those who lack discretion, it will begin to show indeed what is discretion. For in a world wanton and lawless, it says a Savior is coming to save them. Teach men again respect for the Most High, that they don't disrespect. Teach men respect for the Most High, that they don't lie. Let me repeat that again. Man has to learn how not to lie. And whoever only knows lies, my brothers and sisters, can only be a deceiver. He cannot save. He cannot fully reprove. He can only leave man in a cage astray, still falling short of the glory. So it says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm, confirm the feeble knees. In other words, wherever man has walked after some infirmity that seems wide before men. Some misallegiance that seems wide before men. He says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. The men be able to walk straight and strong. Discern the way of the Most High, knowing beyond every crooked path and obstacle. Say to those who are fearful heart, be strong. Filled with debate and doubt, uncertainty. Be strong. For the word is coming to set things straight. You hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Turn aside neither to the right nor to the left. Be strong, fear not, before your Holy One, the Avenger, is coming. One who will avenge his name against all those who would lie against it. Even Yah, even his Messiah, the Savior, is coming to save you. That's a raising of conscience. My brothers and sisters. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart. That's a deer, if you will. And the tongue of the dumb shall be loosed. In other words, men should be able to speak plainly concerning the things of the Most High. For waters are bursting forth in the wilderness. Fountains of living water and wisdom. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Some people might get a little upset because they sound like I'm being self-exalted. But the Most High told me, in the midst of a meditation, sometimes we like to go camping and get out in the woods. In the midst of that time, the Most High told me he sends prophets to speak what others would not. He told me I should be called the fountainhead of living waters. Take that however you will. Ask the Most High how what it means to him. He's the one who said. So then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall be loosed. For waters are bursting forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. And said, the desolate land shall become a pool of waters, like a willow lake, pond, a lake. And thirsty lands, there should be springs of water, wisdom breaking forth, and the habitation of dragons, lizards, and snakes. Shall grow grass, with reeds and rushes. And I can say there's a lot of desert lizards, if you know what I'm talking about. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, desires a man transcend every forked tongue, miss ideology. The highway shall be there. I mentioned another way. It's called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. And there shall be no road beside it, no alternate road to mislead, and fools shall not err therein. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are ready to understand these words in the fullness of the context that the Most High meant them? Most High, my brothers and sisters, will not be pleased with man until the hearts of men are open to receive the fullness of his word. There are those who would rather take the word of the Most High and corrupt it to appeal to themselves, seeking to comfort themselves, deceiving themselves and others, and realize the fact that the Most High confirms no contract, no conscience is not the result of his writing. Who, my brothers and sisters, is willing to understand this for the fullness of all that it means? I say the time has come, my brothers and sisters, that we should not be misled to think the Most High will deny himself. What does it say in 2 Timothy? In 2 Timothy, we find scripture there that says, before the Most High will deny himself, he will deny us. He is the great I am that I am. He is the Rishon Aharon. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, and he does not change. Blessed are those who are willing to understand this. Like I said, Messiah is called from the beginning, the hidden and concealed one, the awaited one who appears quickly, unexpectedly, suddenly like a thief in the night. Why all these titles relate to the one who comes, and man is not expecting him rightly, when he's the awaited one? You ever stop to consider, because men have been taught that abomination that is related in Revelation 13, having horns like a lamb and speaking as a dragon, sanctioning all the diverse ideologies of a worldly Babylon. Confusion, my brothers and sisters, even worshiping the dragon, Satan, that old Satan deceiver and devil who deceives the whole world, who gives power to the beastly nations. The multitude of nations, my brothers and sisters, will not reason together as one. If you have a multitude of nations, it is only because they don't reason as one, and it cannot possibly be a covenant. Revelation, my brothers and sisters, relates so many ways. Revelation 16 chapter, 6th chapter, talk about the kings running for cover. Their systems fall when the truth is known. It means the Most High is not willing to accept however men think they may be able to come to him. Scripture calls him the awaited one, one who comes quickly, unexpectedly, suddenly like a thief in the night. You ever stop to consider this because they've been derelict in their duties? Scripture talks about how Messiah shall appear. If you don't understand it well now, please examine on my website, hiddengospel.com, the Secret City Prophecies, because it talks about a city from which Messiah shall be revealed, to expose all the unrighteousness of all the nations. I said hiddengospel.com, the Secret City Prophecy is right there in the chat. Many have not understood the Messiah comes as that one called the bright morning star, the one who exposes all the darkness as just another variation. What men call light is just another variation of the darkness, when some very pertinent truths are being entirely ignored. That one, my brothers and sisters, is called the King of the East at Revelation 16. 12. They put kings in your Bible to throw you off so you wouldn't understand. It's talking about the one that's mentioned in Isaiah 41. Really, Isaiah 40 all the way out to the 66th chapter. One of Malachi called the Son of Righteousness that arises. The angel from the rising sun. The word angel meaning king. Rising sun meaning east. One that comes suddenly like the sun that arises in the east. Unexpectedly. They didn't have clocks then that told them. They didn't have, even have for that matter, hourglasses. So when the sun arose, it caught most people entirely off guard in a pitch black night. Comes like the sun rising suddenly in the morning. Cast out and expose all that has been seemingly bright in the night, and to reveal the exceeding light that the world has sought to obscure. How many understood what those prophecies speak of? He's talking about the one who dries up the rivers. Shows the folly of all that have been the various allegiances of man, because the rivers have been like borders after which men have controlled one another. After failing mindscapes that can never set men free, because so often the rulers have forgotten that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The Most High one time told me directly upon awakening one morning that no one has a right to rule unless they are true to him. Makes you think about that one called Shiloh. The scripture says, him unto whom it belongs. Ezekiel said the same. Genesis 49:10 said the same. The lawgiver, the one who brings peace, one who reconciles man to his creator. One unto him, the scripture says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Out of the tribe of Judah, a lawgiver. We're not talking about Moshe, who was the tribe of Levi. We're talking about the one, my brother and sister, that Moshe prophesied that you should be looking for in the latter days. I said, out of the tribe of Judah. Stem of Jesse. Written offspring of David. Bright morning star. The one that the early church knew to look for. That all unrighteousness be exposed. Before whom only that which the Most High himself would sign the contract, confirmation of the covenant. Only those who are true to that shall survive. And it says, because the whole world is out of line, Messiah is sent to be, in fact, the messenger of the covenant, the Lord whom you seek, the one who restores the true knowledge of the covenant of the Most High. Many scholars have called him, according to Luke, well, how about Malachi 3rd? Not only messenger of the covenant, but the messianic interpreter of the law. One who reveals the law and the word of the Most High as he declared it from the beginning. We talked last evening about the scripture says in Isaiah 41, the Messiah said, well, Messiah will say, as the word of the Most High, who was it that told you these things? It was no one else but I, the Lord. Reason why Messiah comes is called the unexpected one. Or let's just say called the awaited one. But still unexpected. Leaders have been derelict in their duty. They haven't taught all they should have taught. Men expected something else entirely, catering to the multitude of their differences, seeking to persuade men and not Yah. Expecting a fake representation, my brothers and sisters. Isn't it time we look harder to see the reality? The concept of the snakehead crusher, Ophiuchus, if you will, one who destroyed the double-tongued snake, goes all the way back to Genesis and in the garden. Most High said in Isaiah 41, he started telling people about this from the very beginning. Isaiah 46, Isaiah 45. Calls himself the one because he declared from the beginning all that shall be. He says, why is it that none of your other so-called disciplines and leaderships taught you these things? I repeat, why didn't they? The Most High declared this from the beginning. And the Holy Spirit brings and remembers all things the Most High said from the world since when the world began. You mean the disciplines that won't teach you these things and have not taught you these things have been mass deception, not salvation at all. I don't see the secret city prophecies anywhere else but in the words of the prophets of Yah. I don't see the great expectation, absolution that's declared concerning the one called Shiloh, with vast description throughout the book, anywhere else but in the words of the prophets of Yah. What then, I ask my brothers and sisters, are these other institutions that men have trusted? contradictive, my brothers and sisters, because they simply won't teach everything the Most High said they should. And men say they come to the Most High however they will. He said faith comes by hearing a word from Yah himself. Who's willing to understand it? Who's willing to discern the reality? Who's willing to know the Most High means everything and everything that he has said? He said, no man comes to me unless the Father draw him. And the Father, what the scripture says, by his spirit he seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. He will write his laws upon the minds and hearts, meaning he will leave nothing out. Won't be neglectful and treacherous as have been men. How many of my brothers and sisters are ready to deal with that? A lot of folks would rather say they were reverent to the Most High according to whatever seems wise and the institutions they've given allegiance to. The Most High told me right off the top. Whenever I joined myself with, he said I'd be one with in spirit, and he warned me that whatever I hear from men, see from men, or anything else from men, read from men, whatever, he said check it out with them first. He said someone make a fool of me. I say the same thing to everybody else. But there are so many truths, my brothers and sisters, that are meant to be words to preserve, awaken, and heal the human soul. He said whoever will destroy the temple, Yah will destroy. It means whoever lies to destroy the temple that is the human vessel, Yah will destroy it. You need to be very careful then, my brothers and sisters, because Matthew 12:36 says, for every foolish idol, how about stagnating word? Vain. Inconsistent. Incomplete word. A man speaks doctrine. You give account of it in the judgment. I say it again. Either man seeks the entire of the holy word will curse the holy name. Many think they go to these institutions to learn how to praise and worship Yah. My brothers and sisters, these folks are nothing else but so much like the collaboration that was in the construction of the Tower of Babel. They exalt and call to themselves all those who will be partial, corrupt, and damning in their partiality, corruption, and tainting of a holy word. They exalt and fatally flatter all such. When they go before the Most High, my brothers and sisters, they don't honor or praise his name. They come before him to curse his name and to exalt the folly that is in their own hearts. Most High told me concerning this thing concerning Babylon. You shall see this thing as it is. Some of you know what I'm talking about. I've talked about that before. Psalm 119:9. Think about those words. Think about the wisdom. Yes, the wisdom that is in them. How about Psalm 119:8? I will keep thy statutes, forsake me not utterly. 119:7. I will praise thee with a whole heart when I've learned thy righteous judgments. Shall men say that upholding partialities and corruptions, that what they have worshipped is him who says his name, as I am all that I am? I like, in fact, I always have loved these words. Psalm 119. Man, but what shall a young man cleanse his way in order that he may observe? It's a petition of the Most High to know. Teach me how not to be unjust. Teach me how not to lie. Teach me how not to be an obstacle against your people discerning who you are, Father. What shall a young man, in other words, one who has been inexperienced, cleanse his way in order that he may observe thy commandments? With my whole heart have I sought thee, my whole heart. Everything that I am, Loving the Most High with all mine heart, soul, and might. Loving His way even though my own, even more than my own soul. For what else, my brothers and sisters, will bring us into perfect harmony? With my whole heart, all that is my will, all that is my conscience, all that I can surrender to be conformed. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Let me not wander. How about lie against or stray away from your instruction, your commandments, your commandments? Thy words have I impressed upon my heart. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, the word for word here is much more than words, it is thoughts. Blessed are they who the Most High Himself instructs. Because as many times as the words we find in the scriptures don't relate the initial idea nearly to the level of discretion that should be. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Let me not wander from thy instruction. Thy words, thy thoughts have I impressed on my heart that I might not sin, lie, stray away, establish a false, fallen standard against thee. Blessed art thou, O Yah. In other words, all your words are one. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I repeated all thy righteous judgments. How many have? I have been delighted in the way of thy testimonies more than all riches. I have meditated in thy commandments, all that you have commanded, and am familiar with thy ways. Ooh, this is one who is overcoming the world. I have meditated in thy law. In other words, this is one who is overcoming all the standards of men that dare not preach all these things. Because he seeks them in toto. I have meditated in thy law in order that I might not forget thy words. So answer thy servant. Did he say anything, or anyone who would seek less would still be a servant of him who says he is all that he is and nothing that he is not, who would not deny himself? Answer thy servant that I may live and keep thy words. Open thou mine eyes that I might behold wondrous things far beyond ordinary imagining concerning the truth of what is your law. Height, depth, and breadth, my brothers and sisters, to know what it said, not know why it says, and miss the point. Think these words. Only what man sees on the surface is the words of a blind man. I'm a sojourner with thee. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul is pleased and desires thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the nations. How about those who seek to establish their own ways? And cursed they who go astray from thy commandments. All my brothers and sisters, who will discern the magnificence of these words but those whom the Most High Himself has introduced? Those unto whom the Most High Himself has introduced Himself. Like I say, the scripture says the Messiah is prophesied to face all manner of persecution from those who are self-righteous in their lawlessness, their lack of knowledge of what is divine law. Zephaniah 3 says it. Isaiah 28 says it. Isaiah 50 says, why when I came was there no man spoken none to answer? Hosea 8 says he was right to them many things, great things out of his law. Awesome things out of his law, but his words, they would consider strange things. Why? Because the misconceits that are already in their hearts, not expecting him as he truly is, but as men have taught them to misimagine. Like I said, how many consider that the Messiah must face this reproach? Because quite frankly, I'm going to tell you now, everything I've written said the Most High Himself is not going to deal with it. I look at those scriptures talking about when Moshe went to the top of the mountain, come back with the law of Yah. Most High told him, hey, put a garrison of some kind, guard around the mountain. that those who had not been disciplined yet should not even begin to approach it, lest he break out against them. You don't come to Most High every which way. Moshe had seen something that humbled his heart. I say blessed are those who get to see something like that the same. I know Most High, first time I had a real strong experience with him, he let me know that standing in his presence, what I felt was like million megaton atom bombs just pulsing in their power. At the core of it was a love, a concentricity, a fermity, an absolution that's well beyond any man's description. I remember just touching myself, hitting myself in the chest, feeling, trying to figure out how I was still in one piece. I began to realize the only way I was in one piece because he allowed it. Should have been subatomic articles thrown to the far sides of the universe. That's what it felt like. And I often even wonder how it's possible that I was even allowed to feel something like that, to discern and sense that much power and not have my conscience absolutely fried. Let me know that he's far bigger than anything man could even begin to try to imagine. And he wasn't even showing off. The love and the wisdom was at the core of it. It's not possible for a man to describe. I thank him for that. Truly, I do. I think about a lot of times getting, I can go and call it what it is, spanked. Times when I thought I was doing certain things for the Most High that were pleasing to him, even a compliment. And he just let me know he is not to be underestimated. He even let me know that he could have got very angry at me because I had done so. Wow. And I didn't even realize how it was done, how it was so. But I'm thankful for every moment of it. He says he doesn't want anyone to come to him after any strange gods. You better learn how to ask him what pleases him. Most High talks about Messiah himself. Another scripture I think about in Jeremiah. Say, who of this would dare to approach unto me? He said, he will draw him toward himself. Wow. Did any man think he attained to what the Most High calls pleasing beyond the vanity, the sacrilege, the insult of seeking to uphold a lesser word? Do you think he really attains to that level of conscience of himself simply because he wills to do so? Hey, did you hear what I said earlier about Revelation? It said if you add anything, in other words, your desire is to twist this covenant to make it accommodate something you want to preserve that he didn't declare. You just insulted him. If you seek to take away from or not, don't even have a desire to seek all the Most High has said is pleasing, that you might please him. If you don't desire to seek everything that he says you should be seeking, if you don't desire to seek him to find out the greater light you need and how not to offend, you already have sworn yourself to defeat. Most High didn't say he was going to call anything true to him. His name relates that he is the great I am that I am. Yah with Yah is Yah. He's not going to call anything true to that title. That is not in perfect sync with him. There's a reason why Yaakov said we must transcend all these provocations. Say if any man break even one law, is guilty as to the whole law. Because the Most High is all that he is. He does not deny himself. Every good and perfect gift comes from above is invariant light. He does not call variations light, my brother, and says he still calls it darkness. See, the grass wills the flower of faith. All that is conceived after the flesh be totally destroyed for the greater wisdom of him who is true to his spirit and his truth alone. How many of my brothers and sisters are ready to be humbled, to understand what the scripture means when it says the spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek? It's one who has already been humbled, my brothers and sisters, who has granted power to overcome the world, to be able to teach these things in that manner. And blessed are those who have a heart to receive it. The Most High might grant them of his spirit that they do not lie. Much to understand, my brothers and sisters, I promise you. But like I said, sadly, in this midst of this polytheist wilderness, filled with leaders who are politicians seeking to cater to the diverse ideas of many rather than the will of one, who could never be true unto the Most High, men taught to respect, according to but it's only hypocrisy. They've not learned how to respect Yah. Like I said, I asked the question, have men even sought the Most High that they should come to him wisely, according to all due respect, according to the respect he is due, according to what honors him? Have men thought to learn how not to offend Yah? Have they come to the Most High to learn how not to be an offense or transgressors in the community of the saints under whom the Most High has declared there must be peace? We're in the midst of the days of awe, my brothers and sisters, in which the Most High seeks to bring about an atonement, an atonement, synchronicity, strength, collaborative mind among his people. Let me tell you something. On the Day of Atonement, the priest came to the mercy seat. And think about it. Men are coming, must come to the Most High seeking his mercy, surely, and seeking his favor, seeking what will allow them opportunity for an atonement, forgiveness. But shall man come to the Most High with a hard heart and survive? When the priests, if they came to the Most High, set upon the mercy seats, and petitioned the Most High on the Day of Atonement, and they didn't come with a correct heart, the Holy Spirit literally slew them right there, and you had a dead priest. What makes men think they can come to the Most High any kind of which way? You humble yourself that you might be filled. Open your heart that you might be filled. Open your heart that whatever trash is in there that needs to be cast out, let it be. I said it before, I'll say it again. Remember a prayer that Most High taught me to pray very early on in awakening. He said to me, in this wise, and I began to pray that prayer. I began to say it this way, whatever is in me that is not thee, kill it, that one with you I might be. Literally asking for a total removal from myself, whatever might not be before him counted wise and acceptable. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what's been stuck in my heart, mind. It might be an obstacle against me fully understanding. But Father, you know. And if you don't tell me, I won't know. Requires humility, my brothers and sisters. Absolutely it does. You start talking about overcoming the world. A lot of folks, quite frankly, have no idea of how long this thing called an adversary has been whooping up plans to make people think that what seems wise in their own hearts is sufficient. But Moses has already told us to be not deceived, Yah is not mocked. From the flesh or the limitation that seem wise according to the flesh, man can only reap corruption. The spirit that teaches all things, man has an opportunity unto eternal life. How about just simply ask the Most High as He pleased? With the level of conscience that you've attained. And if not, just petition and ask Him that He teach you, that He might have indeed an offering in there. I knew when I first saw the beauty of what the kingdom is on high, what the Most High intends on earth. I didn't first say, let me in or let me be a part of it. I saw it as a level of order, a beauty that my conscience can only barely even begin to, at a far distance, begin to touch. And that was only because I was allowed to be there for a moment. Nothing before that moment could have prepared me for that. I repeat, nothing before that moment could have prepared me for that. At the time, I didn't ask to be part of it. I delighted in it, but I didn't ask to be part of it because I didn't want to disrupt anything. I just said, Father, whoever among men, since that's what you delight in, whoever it is among men will be found worthy of such. Doesn't make a difference what happened to me. Just let me help. Just ask Him, let me help. And He told me if I could say what I just said and mean it as I said it, He said, my son is going to be all right. How many of my brothers and sisters can petition the Most High for the good of His, petition the Most High according to the fullness of what is His delight? Especially after seeing the beauty of what some will definitely have. I know there's a whole lot of folks who'd rather see the beauty of what the Most High desires cursed if they don't receive it. That's what an adversary does. But those who love Yah and delight in what pleases Him will come from an entirely different perspective. Blessed are those who have that in their souls. These are the ones whom the Most High will redeem. What I said tonight, and the Most High told me, is precious. It's only for the most humblest of souls. It's not something that's easily comprehended by every mind. I'm not being arrogant when I say that. The level of purity of heart which I'm talking about is something that till a man sees an example of it in terms of what's required, it's hard to fathom. Well, I can only ask the Most High that He grants others in seeing such things to begin to understand. We're in the midst of the feast of the Most High. We just passed Yom Teruah, and a clarion shout trumpet has been blown. We prepare for the Day of Atonement. I'm going to tell you this, my brothers and sisters, no one comes to the feast of the Most High unclean. Nobody comes to the feast of the Most High seeking to preserve any form of unholiness. You ever stop to consider why the scripture talks about a preparation day? It talks about, well, there's lots of scriptures that talk about those who didn't attend the feast because they had not first purified themselves. You have to come to the Most High with a pure heart, my brothers and sisters. A lot of folks, I've run into folks who've been teaching, they said, for 50 years, and they still don't know what the Most High told me in the very first week. I'm not arrogant when I say that. I know I wouldn't have known if He hadn't showed it to me. You ever stop to consider because they've come to preserve their pulpits, their thrones, and their supposed titles, rather than seeking the Most High and asking Him what are His titles? Relates and exalts. Isn't it time we learn how to do far better? Scripture says, be no strange gods among us. Should be nothing in us that seeks to exalt any form of worldly corruption. And we must discern what that corruption is that we exceed it. Come seeking absolution, my brothers and sisters, or it is not Yah that you seek. Come seeking divine absolute with a pure heart, or it's not Yah that you find. It's a deceiver. Come seeking the whole truth, find yourself only enslaved after the imaginations that are your own damnations. Men, my brothers and sisters, in this insanely compromised, wanton, lawless, licentious, self-righteous society, folks sit back and say they come to the Most High any which way. This is America. Whew. How many souls then have been cursed by that diversitude? It can never be true to the will of one. He says he's going to have to scatter the bones of hypocrites. How about those who love lesser standards, lesser rule? Hypocrite, look at the word. Hippo, under, lesser, crisis, rule. Democracy, divided rule. Most High rule is not divided. Rule of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is a constant oneness, eternal from the beginning. And whatever would exalt a multitude of contradictions that came later is not true to that initial eternality. It's not true to Yah. Who, my brothers and sisters, is going to discern the difference between holiness
90
and unholiness,
seconds.
Between righteousness and unrighteousness? Men have not discerned the appearing of Messiah. Many, my brothers and sisters, have not discerned the appearing of Messiah. And most won't discern till it's too late. They've already rejected and insulted the messenger of the covenant. They've already been jaded in their hearts to insult, blaspheme, despise,
60
and reject
seconds.
The messenger of the Most High sins. I can only tell you what Most High told me. Yah sends his Messiah, because unto him, this is all about global return to respect. Let us understand him who says, I am that I am, not that I am not. All that I am, and not a false god after men's imaginations. Remember that the rulers of this world, lawless rulers and politicians of this world, have made it a law that you should respect variant confusions. That's not Yah, my brothers and sisters. He says he's going to destroy whatever will destroy the temple. And the temple is you. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, unto his honor, unto his praise always, thanking him indeed for every ear that he brings near, and thanking you all for listening. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for his mercy and his favor, of which he would teach mankind that has so long been out of line. Hallelujah! Thank you all again. Listen. Woe to them who insult the Most High, expecting favor. And blessed are those who will seek all that he finds pleased with, that Yah might be pleased with them.